There are three different types of committees which we see over a period of time. First is known as advisory committee, second is known as fact finding committee, third is known as action committee. Now we will repeat once again quickly. We have got three types of committee. First is advisory committee, fact finding committee and action committee. Now what happens in the advisory committee? Advisory committee examines the problems which are referred to it. Now this happens sometimes in companies where we have got situations which, say for example, there is some theft taking place in the organization, or there are at times situations wherein there is a pilferage or loss of a particular product or services, something which is happening in the organization which is very fishy, or there is some fight between two employees, so they want to solve the problem. Why there is a fight? So they basically call and trying to solve the problem. That kind of a committee would be known as advisory committee or problem solving committee. Another kind of type of committee is known as fact finding committee. Now there is a fire. Why was that fire over there in the company? Who basically instigated the fires, despite of the fact that there was whole factory or plant was under renovation, shutdown, or basically was on a holiday? So how did the fire took place? They want to find the fact. Fact finding committee. This type of committee is formed only of the purpose of collecting information on a particular subject. Like for example, in police department, their responsibility is fact finding. They are supposed to find out what is the fact, who has done this actual activity. That is known as fact finding committee. Then we have got action committee or executive committee. This committee consists of line officers. This committee can take the decisions and it has the power to implement a decision. That is known as action committee or executive committee. This kind of committee may be at times when, say for example, in companies when Diwali is nearing up, when the company has to give gifts to their all the clients, they set up action committee or executive committee. In action committee or executive committee, what they do is this committee will be formed by the company, and this company will suggest, and not only suggest, but this company will take a decision. They'll act upon what gifts should be given to their business associates and partners in form of a gift to the clients, business associates on a specific occasion like Diwali. This kind of committee is known as action committee or executive committee. Everyone clear with so far whatever I have explained? The different types of committee: advisory committee, fact finding and action committee. Let us see few advantages of committee organization. The first being, the committee can take valuable decisions. So they will take, what are the important decisions will be taken up by those kind of committees. The committee members can make use of their experience and knowledge while taking decisions. So because they are experienced, because they have knowledge, because they have got vision, what is required, what is the purpose, based upon that they can take the decisions. Hasty decisions are avoided by the committee. Normally the hasty decisions do not give maximum benefit to the organization. So hasty decisions are not worthy from a long term of point of view. So advantage of committee is, because they are into committee, if individually he is there, he may take a hasty decision, but because it is a committee, everyone's opinion counts, everyone understandings, there's a mindset, and then accordingly the decision will be imposed. That is known as committee organization, and that is how it functions. The committee members are encouraged to participate in decision making process. So all the committee members are involved, like it takes place, say for example, in the cooperative housing society where you stay. You may have chairman, and then you may have secretary and all the committee members, and also the people who are involved in the running of the committee. So those committee members are encouraged to participate in decision making process. Like for example, there is a paint needed in a building. So should we get it done, shouldn't we get it done? That will be a part of advisory committee. That, okay, should we get it done, like we have got different types which we saw. So it is going to be more about advisory. They will advise, should it do, shouldn't they not do. Each committee member can acquire a knowledge of and understand the feelings of people in other parts of the company. Keeping this in view, the decision is taken by the committee. So advantage is, one more, what, that they involve everyone to participate. Everyone will give their own opinions, and based upon that the transaction will take place. The committee decision will certainly be the best one. That is a proverb, two heads are better than one. So it is the same way, like one person taking a decision, and there are a number of people coming together and taking decision, the output when comes because of unitedness is different as compared to the singular one. By participating in the decision making process, an officer is persuaded to accept the decision and implement the decision without any delay. So officer can take the decision, and then because it is together, because they are unitedly standing together, the decision would be more focused and it will be more, you can say, value oriented decision. There are also, like, every coin has two sides, so like advantages, we may also have disadvantages. Like, first being, men from various fields are included in the committee. Each member expresses his own ideas and decisions or solutions. It results in delay in taking a decision. So all the people involved in the system, okay, they have got their own opinion, but still everyone wants to give their own opinions from their own respective horizons. Like, for example, in a committee, there is a lawyer, there is an advocate lawyer, there is a chartered accountant, there is an engineer, and there is a doctor. Everyone will give their own opinions, and which will cause confusion, what decision needs to be taken. So they will have their own ideas and decisions. It increases the administrative expenses of the organization. Expenses are incurred when the committee is convened for solving a problem or taking a decision. Because they are meeting, they are discussing, there are times when their expenses will be incurred because of setting up a place, they meet across, the mood will be set, there will be a lot of expenses involved for administration of that meeting, writing the minutes, notes, etc. things which may cause a big problem. So that is why this committee meeting are sometimes not required, not as such required, but it involves a lot of expenses, which is again a burden for the company. So before we go on to project organization, let us recap the different four forms of organization still so far we have seen. Which was the first one? Superb, Mahesh, what you answered. Which was the first one? Is line, scalar, or military chain? Which was second? Function. Third was which? Superb. Third is known as line and staff, and which is the fourth? Committee. Now, recapping it in a different way. What happens in line? Top bottom. What happens in functional? It is horizontal. So line is top bottom and vertical. Functional is horizontal. Which is the third one? Third one is known as line and staff. What happens in line and staff? Line and staff is a story of linkage. So they try to link. What happens in the fourth one? That is known as committee. Committee, we have got three different types of committee. First is advisory committee. Second is what? Fact finding committee. And third is action oriented committee. So these are three different types of committee which we saw in the committee organization structure. So this is how we have seen so far four organization structure. Let us now see the fifth one. Fifth one is known as project organization. Now, project organization is a unique kind of an organization structure. Mostly you will find this project organization in construction companies. Let us take an example. So we have got a president in a project concept when we have got three different vice president or three different project running simultaneously. So we have got a company known as, say for example in India, a very big business construction company, like example Lodha Builders. Now Lodha Builders president over is over here. They will have vice president for project A, which is making up a building in Delhi. They are building up a building in, say for example, Kolkata, and they are building up a project, say for example, in Chennai. So they are heading three different projects, and they have got all of their own functional heads like finance, manufacturing, marketing, HR, production for president project A. So VP project B will have again different hierarchy as per the requirement at this level. And for project C, they will have again different kinds of hierarchy as per the requirement over here. So this kind of an organization structure is known as project organization structure. Project organization, the beauty of this organization structure is that it is for a temporary purpose. Once project is done, project gets over, the organization structure gets over, and then now they move on to the next project. So this is the way how the project organization structure actually functions. So project organization is designed to accomplish a program or a project. The project organization is composed of a core of functional departments in addition to its specific programs or projects. So they will have a core. Apart from that thing, they will have a lot of specific projects or program heads who will give the outputs as per the requirement. In other words, project organization consists of important functional departmental heads. So what we have seen over here in the diagram was that in the project, we will have a lot of small functions. I repeat, in the project, we will have small functions. Now, as and when we'll go ahead, the organization structure will go more bigger and bigger. And in the beginning, getting the size of the organization structure bigger, the smaller organization structure will get fitted into this kind of a bigger organization structure. So here we see project organization structure who is having a lot of small functional departmental heads. And that is the way how project organization functions. Advantages of this kind of organization is that the responsibility is fixed for each group with regard to the respective projects, and it results in meaningful control. So everything is fixed, responsibility is fixed, who is going to do what kind of task is fixed, the focus and the functioning is also fixed. The success of project organization depends upon the coordination of activities. What kind of activities needs to be coordinated based upon that, the organization structure would be dependent. There is a grouping of activities for each project. It leads to the introduction of new line of authority. So everything is grouped, new line of authority is formed, the transaction is developed, and its focus and functioning is in a different manner, which leads to the introduction of new line of authority. Disadvantage is the professionals are deputed for the project, but there is no assurance of continuous work for the professionals in project organizations. Like, for example, VP marketing is there. He is given the task of marketing, or he is given task of finance, or someone is given task of manufacturing. Once this project is over, he is not sure, will he be continued in some other project, or once this project is over, his game is over, what is going to be done? So that is a disadvantage. Under project organization, there is absence of proper communication and standards for comparing the performance. It reduces the motivation and control over the staff in an organization. So under project, poor communication, no one is sure after the completion of the project, will they be able to survive in the company, or they are just thrown out. So it reduces motivation and control over staff. It's not necessary that they will go and work for a long period of time. Maybe they may quit very soon, very early. This kind of an organization structure is a little dangerous at times for the companies having this kind of setup. So that is what the disadvantage from the point of view of the employees is concerned. Whereas as far as the company is concerned, if someone is not performing in the given project, what is the surety that they will perform in the other project which they give? So based upon that, who have performed in project A may be continued in project C, and if they are not performing, they just left out, new fresh people are brought in the different projects. So that is how project organization structure functions. Before we move on to the next structure matrix, let us have a quick recap of all the five organization structures which we have seen. Which was the first? Line organization, line, military, or scalar chain. What happens in line, military, and scalar chain? Superb, top, bottom. Second is what? Functional organization structure. Functional organization structure means what? Information going horizontally. Third is what? Line and staff. Line and staff, what happens is that it is linkage, top, bottom, as well as horizontally also, there is a proper link. Next is what? Known as committee. How many different types of committee we have seen? Three. First is what? Advisory committee. Second is known as what? Fact-finding committee. And third is known as what? Action committee. Very good, superb. Next type of organization structure was known as what? Project organization. So project will be for a given project, project over, the game over, the transaction over. So it is based upon different projects involved in it. Now we move on to the matrix organization structure. Matrix organization structure has got a different kind of a concept. Now I'll explain the whole structure over here. So once you understood, we can go ahead very easily. So in matrix organization structure, there is a management who is playing a very important role over here. This management is comprising of functional heads. Like example, we have got research function, we have got production function, we have got sales function and finance function. So these are also basically known as management departments or management compartments. Then management has got three different types of product: product A, product B, and product C. In this research, production and sales and finance, there are different product heads over sitting over here. Let us take example of production for explaining the matrix organization structure. Over here in the production department, there are two groups of people. Here we may have a production engineer. There are a lot of production engineers over here, and there is a production manager. In other words, production engineers reports to production manager. Over here we may have a sales manager and a lot of sales executives. We may have research manager and lot of research executives. Here we may have finance manager and lot of finance executives. These executives are over here in big pool. Say for example, product A requires 10 different sales executives. So this sales manager will deploy 10 sales executives over here for product A. So product A will have 10 different sales executives. In other words, what happens over here? The executives are going to executives are going to respond or give the they are going to follow instructions of two groups of people, or you can say they'll report to two managers. First, the sales manager over here, and second, the product manager over here. So that is why it is matrix, as it is complicated in nature. Similarly, production manager is over here and production executives. So say for example, product B requires three product executives. So product executives from here will go and work for product B. In other words, these employees will refer to two groups of two levels of managers. First to product B and second to production manager. So they will be reporting to two different types or features of organizational heads, making it a matrix organization structure. So it is a type of organizational management in which people with similar skills are pooled for work assignments, resulting in more than one manager. So there are a lot of people who come together in a block and they are going to function in the same kind of team or pool of manager. For example, all engineers may be in one engineering department and report to engineering manager. But these same engineers may be assigned to different projects and report to different engineering manager or a project manager while working on that project. Therefore, each engineer may have to work under several managers to get his or her job done. This can be beautifully understood with the help of diagram which I have mentioned over here. Like management, like we have got research, production, sales and finance. We may have another compartment known as engineering. So the engineering manager is over here and there are a lot of engineering specialists or executives over here. They all will be reporting over here to one of these products. Whosoever they report, they will be reporting to two to many managers. So they will be responsible to them as well as to them. So that is how they are more related to the connection of matrix organization structure. So I hope everyone is clear so far whatever I have spoken. So let us quickly recap what we have seen so far. Six done. First is known as what? First is known as line structure. In line structure what happens? Top bottom, also referred to as vertical organization structure. Second is what? Second is known as functional organization structure. Functional is more about horizontal. Okay. Then third is line and staff. Line and staff is linkage. They do vertical as well as horizontal. Fourth is known as what? Superb. Fourth is committee organization structure. In committee, what kind of an organization structure it will follow? Superb. In committee, we have organization structure known as what? Three committees. First known as what? Very good. First was known as advising committee. Second is known as what? Fact finding. Third is known as what? Action oriented committee. Then we saw next organization structure was project, which is in different projects. Matrix, they will have engineers or other you can say man, they report to two different level heads. One is the manager as well as product manager. So that is what is known as matrix. Now let us see the last organization structure known as free form of organization structure. This type of organization is formed whenever a need arises to form an organization for achieving a particular objective. What is the objective of the company? Based upon that, when the organization is set, it is known as free form organization structure. So what was the objective accordingly organization is set? It will be dissolved after achieving the objective of the organization. In many ways, the free form organization resembles the project and matrix organization. It is otherwise called as organic or ad hoc organization. So free form is more about temporary, part-time setup, work done, organization structure gets closed down. A best example for free form of organization structure would be, say for example, company sets up for a temporary period of 6 months organization head for launching a new product. So that product launching will be given to that team in which the A will be boss and B will be supervisor, C will be subordinate. So that is given. Once the product launching is done, the organization structure ceases to exist, which means what? Stops to exist. This kind of an organization structure is known as free form of organization structure. Everyone is clear with this much part. So let us have a quick recap of all the seven organization structure. First is known as what? First is known as line organization structure, which means what? Top bottom, also referred to as what? Superb. Top bottom or known as vertical. Second is known as what? Second is known as functional. So functional will be more horizontal. Third is line and staff, which means what? Superb. Line and staff is more about linkages. Superb. That is horizontal and vertical both. Fourth is known as what? Free form. No, fourth is committee organization. Very good, clear, superb. So in committee organization structure, in committee organization structure, how it functions in committee, we have got three types of committee. First is known as what? Fact finding committee. No, first is known as superb advisory committee, fact finding committee and action oriented committee. Very good. Next was known as what? Project organization. So project, different projects are given, based upon that it will function. Next is known as what? Matrix organizations. They will have project heads and they will also have the product heads. Product heads, project heads, maybe sometimes they have what? Functional heads. So one employee or one worker will report to many levels of manager. Last one is what? Free form, temporary, ad hoc, part time, work done, organization structure ceases to exist, which means what? Stops to exist. So this is the different types of organization structure which exist. Now, before we end up this chapter, my question which I had asked you all at the start of this chapter, three organization name which I had given. First was Johnson & Johnson, second was Amul Industries, and third was Reliable General and Provision Stores. So what will be the organization structure of Johnson & Johnson? Anyone would like to answer? Very good, superb. Stephen, what do you answer? The structure for Johnson & Johnson is matrix. Why matrix? Because we see there were a lot of products, lot of divisions, because it is not Indian country only, it has got lot of global countries, so they are reporting lot of zonal heads and this heads and regional heads, lot of things, superb. Amul Industries, which will be the structure of Amul Industries? Great, superb, very good. What you have mentioned, Rosario, that is known as what? That is known as matrix, very good. Amul is also matrix organization structure. And which was the Reliable General and Provision Store? Which kind of organization structure they will follow? Superb. What rightly Pooja has answered, it is more about known as, correct Pooja, tell me. Superb. So Pooja says it might be sometimes line organization structure, sometimes line and staff. Mostly it will line, because the owner will give the instruction to the subordinates and they have to perform its task. That is more known as line organization structure. So I hope you all have understood this wonderful chapter clearly. Everything is there in the system, you all have understood thoroughly. So accordingly, on your surroundings, when you see different types of organization, internally based on nature, scalability or scale and size, organization structure is particularly designed. Hope you all have, you all can relate these chapter, this different types or this chapter components with your real-time organization where you all work. That's all from my end. Thank you.